You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day, Jesus was teaching in the temple. But at night, he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Here ends the reading. We're often amazed at those throughout history who seem to know and understand the many signs spoken of by Jesus and other prophets throughout Holy Scripture. Yesterday, we read of Jerusalem surrounded by armies, Judeans fleeing to the mountains, great distress on earth, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. These prophecies immediately precede our reading for today, and then Jesus tells the parable of the fig tree and concludes, "When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near." No matter how hard we might try, most of us find the signs confusing, to say the least. And the Lord tells us to beware of those who claim to have it all figured out in Luke 21:8. What I do know and understand is this: heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus says his words will not pass away. What I do know and understand are these words of warning, as the Lord says, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength." In this life of distraction, temptation, and sin, it's all too easy to be weighed down, burdened by the worries and cares of everyday living, so that we rarely look up, hardly ever give thought to spiritual things. The Lord knew well the realities of daily life and our human nature, warranting his call to us again and again to watch ourselves, to stay awake and alert, praying that we would have strength to endure and to prepare. For the good news is, the kingdom of God is near. The Lord will come, and we hope to stand, by God's grace and blessing, before the Son of Man. Please join me in prayer. Lord our God, give us strength to escape all these things which will take place. And by your grace and blessing, let us stand before the Son of Man when he comes. Amen. A suggested Advent action. Luke tells us, "And early in the morning, all the people came to Jesus in the temple to hear him." Rise early tomorrow morning and read the daily lesson, John 7:53 to chapter 8, verse 11.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.